On this week's edition of Cross Examine, we will be discussing the Syrian refugee crisis. And how is that really going to affect the white population in the United States and in Europe? And should we be alarmed about the refugee crisis? Stay tuned. Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb. And I'll just welcome you once again for our new listeners to our show. And our regular listeners, I just want to welcome you as well. This week's episode, I want to talk about the Syrian refugee crisis. So many of you, no doubt, have been watching the news and been reading the newspapers and been learning and studying it, hopefully, about this refugee crisis, or as the media would like to call it, a crisis regarding the Syrians moving out of that country and flooding into Europe, and the United States response as well, and helping to bring the Syrians to the United States. Now, many people probably would say, well, that's a good thing. Let's help Syrians. Let's help them come into the United States. And the question is that really a good thing? Is that a good policy to bring Syrians into the United States? And would they even qualify under the refugee definition and terms in the United States? And I would challenge everyone out there, contact your senators, contact your representatives. I don't care if you're state representatives or your federal representatives. You need to be involved in this issue. The reason is very, very important is that the United States has basically pressed a green light to increase the so-called refugees from Syria to come into the United States. And we as a country, we as the United States, our responsibility as a country is to look out for the citizens of this country. If you are the citizen of Canada, your primary responsibility is to be looking out for your country in Canada. If you are a citizen of the United States, your responsibility is your local citizens in that country. And as a country, as a nation, that is the sole purpose of our elected officials, is to watch out and provide and take care of the citizens of this country. That is the sole purpose. Now, what we have going on here is we have the United States purposely, intentionally trying to change the demographics of the United States. For the last 40 years, there has been this agenda of white genocide to intentionally change the demographics of the United States. And the so-called refugee crisis is just one way they are trying to increase the non-white population. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, has already announced that they have plans to bring in over 200,000, ladies and gentlemen, in the next 2 years, and have them resettled in the United States. And what you have to understand is when you bring that massive amount of people into the United States, people that are not Americans, people that do not have the same racial identity of the United States, what our founding forefathers contemplated and required. When you have those different religions and different customs, that is intentionally going to change the racial makeup of the United States. And there's a design to do this. There is a design to change the racial makeup of the United States. Case in point, there is a town in Michigan called Menominee, Michigan. Now, Menominee, Michigan is a town that is holds a lot of great memories to me and my family. My grandparents was raised in Menominee, Michigan. My mother was raised in Menominee, Michigan. It's a population of about 8,500 in the Upper Peninsula. Right across from Menominee is Marinette, Wisconsin. And so it's in the Upper Peninsula, a great white town, a great traditional town, a town that basically would be similar to any small white community, low crime, economy really good, a great place to raise your family. And if anyone said, hey, where's another place I could move to? I probably would recommend Menominee, Michigan, because it's a great town. But the Obama administration has announced they are going to resettle 4,500 Syrians into Menominee, Michigan. 4,500 in a town of 8,500. So what we will see there is Menominee, Michigan, overnight, will change the racial makeup of that town. No longer will Menominee, Michigan reflect the culture and society of that people since the foundation of that town and all through those towns of the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. 4,500 Syrian Muslims. The Obama administration has also announced that they will build a mosque there. They will be providing funding. They will be providing aid. They will be providing all the bells and whistles that goes in resettling 4,500 people in that town. That town is going to be devastated. That town's racial makeup will forever be changed. And this is another example of white genocide. When you intentionally trying to annihilate a race or culture, when you're intentionally trying to displace a race and culture, that is genocide. I would challenge everyone, look up the definition of genocide in the UN Charter, and you will see that it fits in this instance. There is a systematic plan to ensure that white America will be destroyed. And as a result of white people trying to regroup, trying to move into the interior heartland of America, you see the Obama administration intentionally trying to disrupt that. They are trying to displace the white population. It's genocide, my friends. Now, there are people out there that are getting tired of this. There are people in the federal governments, the elected officials in the federal level, that are getting tired of it. One person is U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions. He's a Republican from Alabama, and he is the chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Immigration and the National Interest. And he responded in a letter that was in response to Senator or Secretary of State John Kerry's announcement that they were going to intake 200,000 refugees in the next 2 years. And I want to read this response, this letter that he had sent out regarding this. He stated, quote, "The U.S. has already taken in four times more immigrants than any other nation on Earth. Our foreign-born population share is set to break every known historical record. Since 9/11, we have permanently resettled approximately 1.5 million migrants from Muslim nations inside the U.S. 90% of recent refugees from the Middle East living in our country are receiving food stamps, and approximately 70% are receiving free health care and cash welfare. All of the nearly 200,000 refugees the administration is planning to bring over the next 2 years would be entitled to these same benefits the moment they arrive. Since we are running huge deficits, every penny of these billions in costs will have to be borrowed and added to the debt. This refugee expansion would be in addition to the 1 million autopilot green cards handed out each year by the government to mostly low-wage migrants, including a large share from Middle East nations. Our schools, job market, and public resources are already stretched too thin. And even at current rates, we have no capacity to screen for extremist ideology, as we have seen this surge of ISIS recruitment in Minnesota's Somali refugee community. Middle Eastern nations must take the lead in resettling their region's refugees. The goal of responsible refugee resettlement should be to relocate displaced persons as close to their homes as possible and to seek their return to their country of origin in a more stable condition. It has always been reported that 3 in 4 of these seeking relocations from the Middle East are not refugees, but economic migrants from many countries. At bottom, it is not a sound policy to respond to the myriad problems in the Middle East by encouraging millions to abandon their home. Absorbing the region's migrants is not a long-term strategy for stabilizing the region. Instead, we should look soberly at our most recent actions in Libya, Syria, Iraq, and elsewhere, while encouraging migrant populations to remain in the region where they can contribute to social and political reforms, end quote. And so basically you have Senator Jeff Sessions, who's saying, we don't want them. We cannot afford to bring them here. We cannot economically bring them here. And more importantly, there is no reason to bring these so-called refugees in the United States, because they're not refugees. They're just looking for an escape from their economic problems in their country. Our policies in the United States is to take care of the citizens in the United States. And when we already have a deficit of $19 trillion, when we have unemployment rate that is skyrocketing, when we have parents who barely can put food on their table, when we have this massive amount of illegal immigration coming to the United States, when we have all of this added on, not even including the amount of cost to take care of these individuals, you take all of that together, what is really the reason why they're bringing these so-called refugees into the United States? It is to displace the white population. All of these refugee programs that are coming into your first world countries, the United States and Europe, it is to the sole purpose is to displace the white population. And people are getting tired of it, because they see what is happening. They see the atrocity that's happening in the United States regarding our own population. They don't care about the citizens of the United States. The main objective is genocide, plain and simple. I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we get back, I'm going to talk about some issues beyond the United States and Europe to show that this genocide is to try and displace the white population in some of these other countries. So stay tuned. and I will be right back.
Look around the world. Do you notice anything? White people are a global minority. Soon, white people will be the minority in historically white nations. Is it a coincidence, or is there white genocide in our future? What about your children or your grandchildren? Is this the end? Is this our fate? Think about it. This message brought to you by Christian Revival Classics and the Christian Revival Center.
As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, if properly used. Liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of our life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country. Personal liberty is looked upon as the crowning achievement of the people. It is a anything goes mentality. Excesses and fetishes of all sorts are applauded and promoted. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Tommy Freedom and the Freedom Forum right here.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Brown. Are you aware that the rural area lost to development between 1982 and 1997 is about equal to the entire landmass of Maine and New Hampshire combined? Are you aware that the rate of rural land loss to development in the 1990s was about 2.2 million acres per year? If this rate continues to the year 2050, when today's white tallers are middle-aged, the United States will have lost an additional 110 million acres of rural countryside. That's about equal to the combined areas of Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Virginia. If you think we have problems with immigration now, what do you think our children will have to face in 2050? Get involved and let's fight to protect our white heritage and culture. Go to KKK.com because we care. Welcome back to Cross Examine. This is your host, Attorney Jason Robb. And we've been talking about the refugee problems regarding the United States trying to bring in at least 200,000 more of Syrian refugees just in the next 2 years. And we just read a response from Senator Jeff Sessions. But what's happening over in Europe as well? Well, Europe, they are being bombarded by the same problem. You have the same traitors in their countries in which they are trying to bring in refugees from Syria into these countries. One example is Hungary. Zsolt Bayer, who's a co-founder of the Fidesz, which is a political party, and in fact, Hungary's currently elected political party, has basically warned of racial weapons being used to destroy Europe. And he, this Zsolt Bayer, spoke in Budapest at a cheering crowd, and this is what he stated. There are all kinds of weapons, traditional, chemical, atomic. And now we see that there are also racial weapons. This is the weapon that they, the invisible hands, have employed against Europe and against the white race. Why has everyone from everywhere and all at once decided to start heading towards Europe? Why? Let us declare loudly and level-heartedly. This is an artificial, manufactured mass migration, he said, and its goal is the final and irreversible transformation of Europe's ethnic and religious composition. And for this, they have already produced the necessary ideologies. According to the Harvard professor, the white race must be made to vanish. Our leaders in Brussels want to sell Europe from over our heads, and they want to destroy our Europe. Anyone who dares to oppose this automatically becomes a Nazi. But I have some bad news for these criminals, namely for the Austrian Chancellor, the French Foreign Minister, the Western journalists, who are liars to their very core, and of course, for the good-for-nothing people behind the Magyar Narcissus publication. Of the 500 million natives of Europe, 450 million do not want to see any more immigrants. The Hungarian Prime Minister represents their opinion. And now, that is a very, very strong statement from Hungary, from a political party over there in Hungary. And so they are facing the exact same issue over in Europe. It's white genocide. We see this being systematically deployed in your white countries. You do not see this genocide in your Latin countries. You don't see this genocide in your Asian countries. You don't see this genocide in African countries. You only see this genocide in your white countries, where they are intentionally trying to annihilate the white population. They are trying to intentionally displace the white population. It is very methodical. It is not something that they're just happily doing for no reason. It is an intentional act. And as we citizens of the United States, we have to be concerned about this. The white population in the United States will no longer be the majority after 2040. Already, we are a cultural minority. We already allow miscegenation. We already allow homosexual marriages, where five Supreme Court justices have shoved this gross and perverted lifestyle on the American people. We see our economic status basically going down the toilet. We see unemployment rising. We see crime rising. Every city in the United States is basically a third world city, because they are wanting, again, to depopulate the white population. And once they depopulate, it's just a matter of a numbers game, where they then can attempt to annihilate and control the white race. This is something very methodical. This is something they are trying to do over the last several decades. Ever since the immigration policy of the United States was changed in 1965, and when all immigrants in the United States are from third world countries, that is when our population started to shift from a white population to a non-white population. And now we just see the effect of it. Because now, not only do we see this legal immigration coming in, now we are seeing the green light and they're bringing refugees. And I always have to stop and say, these are not really refugees. These are people that are basically just trying to escape their economic status, the economic problems in their country, and wanting to shift them to another country. It has nothing to do with so-called refugees. And I believe that is why we see a stirring within the United States regarding the issue of immigration. That's why we see people like Donald Trump that really have been spearheaded to the front of the movement to bring this issue of immigration of the United States to a standstill. That's why he is leading ahead of all the other possible candidates for president on the Republican ticket, is because they have backtracked their stance on immigration. Donald Trump has not. He has faithfully said, if I am elected president, I am going to stop immigration coming in. And even on this issue regarding refugees, his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, has stated that if Donald Trump is elected president, that he will take zero refugees, in Syrian refugees in the United States. And then he even quoted saying, individuals caught in a civil war do not necessarily qualify as a refugee. But the Obama administration and all the other Republican presidential hopefuls have backtracked. They do not want to deal with this issue. I mean, in fact, they are with the policies of Obama and the Democrats in Congress in wanting more Syrian refugees in the United States. Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, John Kasich, all have said that the U.S. should consider taking more Syrians in the United States. And so we have the Republican establishment that have also bailed and betrayed the white population of the United States. And you even have your cities in the United States that have jumped on the bandwagons. Now, my friends, remember, these cities are basically third world countries. Every city out there is a third world country. That is why they're not safe to go there at nighttime. That is why it's basically non-white cities. But these are 18 cities that have asked for more refugees to be placed in their cities. We have Allentown, Pennsylvania. We have Baltimore, Maryland. We have Boston, Massachusetts. Central Falls, Rhode Island. Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Chicago, Illinois. Clarkstown, Georgia. Dayton, Ohio. Hallandale, New Jersey. Hartford, Connecticut. Los Angeles, California. Minneapolis, Minnesota. New York City, New York. Peterson, New Jersey. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Santa Fe, New Mexico. St. Louis, Missouri. Syracuse, New York. So you have these major cities that are saying, we want more refugees coming in. Even though the white population is continuing being depopulated in those countries. Even though the economic status is going downhill. Even though the crime in those areas are going up. They all want more non-whites to come into their cities. The reason why, it's not because it's a benefit to them. It's not because all of a sudden it's going to cause an economic boost. It's not because the crime is going to go, or it's going to be lowered. It's not because the education system is going to be better. It's not because all of these refugees are going to have jobs. It's not because of anything except to depopulate the white population. White genocide, my friends. The quicker people realize that, the quicker you start looking as this being a racial issue from the standpoint to exterminate and extinct your culture, extinct and exterminate your heritage, and everything your people have fought for since the beginning of time. They want to destroy that. Now, some of you may not be able to swallow that. Some of you may not fully grasp what they are wanting to do. Some of you may say, well, no, that's not really it. They're just wanting to help people. That is not the case, my friends. If that was the case, they would shut down our borders. They would stop the refugees, so-called refugees, to come in the United States and help concentrate on the issues of the United States. But they do not want that. They do not want the United States to reflect the traditional way of life. They do not want the United States to look like the United States of the 50s and the 40s and all the decades before that. They want to demographically change the population, the racial population of the United States. And the refugee problem is just one aspect of that. That is just a sign of showing what their intent is, to displace a white population by bringing these so-called refugees from Syria and place them throughout the United States, and primarily spreading them throughout the United States in white cities, I should say, or in suburbs, in order to try to divide the white population. My friends, get out there and be active, be proactive. Your children are worth fighting for and worth preserving. That is all we have. I will see you next week. And remember, you have the right to exist.